Transition Radio from San Diego, exploring the world of change with you. Are you ready to take your life to a new level? Join transition coaches and best-selling authors Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster as they explore strategies to navigate changes in health, relationships, money, career, and so much more. Get the information and tools to make your life smoother, easier, and more productive. And now, your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster.
Welcome to Transition Radio. Today, Paula and I are going to be talking how to dare to dream. We've got some special guests coming on the show. And this first segment, we're going to talk a little bit about why we do this show and some of our dreams and what you can do. We'll give you some steps you can do to really increase your dream power and take your life to a whole new level.
Well, you know, interesting that you bring that up, Ken, because I was thinking this morning, knowing that we were going to be discussing dreams, and this is actually a true fact. When I was 12 years old, I read this book by Barbara Walters, probably nobody else has ever seen, but it was called How to Talk to Practically Anybody About Practically Anything.
I think I remember that book. Yeah.
And I remember thinking then, I want to be an interviewer. I want to interview people on TV or radio or whatever. And I have to say, it took me a lot of years to get there. It wasn't something that happened in my 20s. But, you know, like so many dreams, when I really look back, everything I experienced in my life, being a tour guide at Disneyland, going into sales and marketing for a resort, being an elementary school teacher, you know, all these different things, you know, also being a mother and a wife, helped to prepare me as a human being so that when I interview somebody, I'm not just asking a list of questions.
I really love that. And, you know, I think what you're saying, and what I know this is a lot to do with my own life, I had that same dream. First of all, let me back up. I had that same dream. I'd listen to radio and think, wow. You know, I remember Wolfman Jack on the radio in L.A. Remember him?
Yeah.
And I'd listen to him, and that, you know, it's and I'd think about, wow, it'd be great to be the Wolfman, right? You know, listen to some of the other DJs, and they'd be playing the rock and roll state, you know, and I love their voices. I like how they dropped in, and, you know, they'd be, you know, talking with their co-hosts. I thought, man, I'd sure love to do that someday.
Yeah.
And my life has been a series, if I look back, of the things I've gone through from, you know, from my childhood losses, to those losses created pain and misery in me and, you know, several losses, a lot of grieving along the way, but they all helped me to wake up and to find my voice, to find who I was, to find my energy, to find why, who I am and why, what do I want to do in this world, right?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us, when we stop for a moment and look at our lives and think about what are the dreams that maybe we left behind, right? Okay, I mean, I'm on radio now, you're on radio now, but you know that, hey, we're no spring chicken here, right?
Yourself, Buster.
Well, that's true. I'm a
We're
warm,
as young as we feel, Ken.
That's
you
right.
Heard that?
Yeah, I like to crow my rooster calls now and then, so you're right, okay. But yeah, we all have dreams like that.
Yeah.
So the question I have from my audience, though, is, you know, what dream have you put on hold? What dream have you put on hold? All right?
Or what dream did you just not even dare to dream? Because the voice in your head already went, oh, I can't do that. Or who do I think I am to go do that?
I really love that dream because I think we look around, especially in our society, and there's so much abundance in the society, right? And sometimes we compare ourselves to, oh, I don't have this.
Yes.
But the question I always have is, do you have the courage to go after it, right? You know, if you want the giant yacht, then go after it and get the giant yacht if that's what you think you would make you happy in your life.
Right.
Or, you know, a beautiful, you know, family with 10 children, if that's what you want, you know,
oh my
hey,
God.
well,
if that's what you want, I've got a session with your name all over it.
Well, that's if we judge that that's something that we, it wouldn't be right, but
that's
you know,
true.
The Kennedys might, you know, might be listening
that's
right now.
True.
They would love that, right?
My apologies.
Okay. So, but you know, the point is that our dreams can happen, I think, only when we make the confession to ourselves. We get real with ourselves that this is what I want, and, you know, and get clear with maybe the fears that are standing in the way of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wonder, really, truly, I wonder if anybody dreams a big dream without some sense of doubt or fear or something coming up.
I never have. Right? I don't know about you. I was standing at the microphone. I speak all over the country. I speak on radio all the time. I was standing at the microphone with a group of a couple hundred people. All of a sudden, my leg just started shaking.
I remember that.
Now, of course, I was vulnerable. I said, hey, why? Look at this leg shake, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, there was a sense of trepidation, a sense of fear running through me. But here's the cool thing. As soon as I acknowledged that it was there, it instantly went away.
Yeah, which is a huge point, because just like we're saying, of course, if you dream of doing something big or having something big, you've never done that before. It wouldn't be a dream. So there has to be some fear, some doubt, some, you know, those natural human emotions that is going to come up. But the trick is, do you let that stop you? Or do you let that fuel you?
Right.
Do you say, if I want it badly enough, I'll figure out how to get it, even though I've never gotten it before?
Exactly. And, you know, I was coaching a lady the other day, and she's very successful in her life, but she knows that where the path she's going is not where her heart is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she, we coached on it, and I got her really clear that this is probably where she needs to go. And she was like, her biggest fear was, I have to start all over. Oh my gosh, I got to start from scratch. I got to do this again, right? That happens, right?
I can relate to that.
Can't you relate to that? I can relate to that too.
And I'm sorry, go ahead. Finish your
point. Well, yeah, and so for me, it's that place of staying new and staying young in your mind, in your thinking. And it's so we switch it from a place of, oh my gosh, I have to start over, to a place of, I get to start over. And now, with all my knowledge and wisdom and understanding from the past, what can I create now that will flow easier, be better, be more joyous, be more happy, create more wealth and money flowing through our lives? That's the questions we want to ask.
Yeah, actually, if you have the courage to start over, there's a freedom there that's amazing. Now you get to step into something new. One of the things I've seen that often stops people from starting over is they've already invested a lot of money.
Mm.
I had a friend once who was a doctor.
Right.
She'd gone all the way through medical school and one day looked at me and said, I don't like being in the office seeing patients all day. I'm bored. I don't want to do it. And I was like, oh my God, that's huge. That's years of school and tons of money.
Right.
But you know what? She finally took the step and got out of it and started doing something she loved.
Absolutely. You know what? That happened to me just a few years back. I spent a lot of time, a lot of money training to do triathlons.
Mm-hmm.
And I set a goal to go to the World Triathlon event in New Zealand. And, I got to the point, I qualified for nationals. I got there. I was ready to be invited to be on Team USA.
Mm-hmm.
And I just stopped the process. And, you know, I look back and I went, wow, you know, a couple of years into it, I had some regrets. Then I really got clear. I had more regrets. Finally, I said, enough of this. I'm not living a life of regrets. I'm going to get on. I'm going to go back and train again and put in hundreds of hours and buy the equipment again and do everything I need to do. And I did. And of course, as you know, I just completed the World Triathlon event, came in top 10 in the world and in my age group. And I completed that goal. But listen, it wasn't easy. I had to start over.
Right.
And so I guess the point of that is there a dream that you have that you haven't manifested yet, our audience here? I mean, think about it.
And I'm looking forward to asking our guest today, Debbie Dashinger, how do you know if your dream's the right dream? How do you know how much time and money to invest in it? You know, are there do's and don'ts about dreaming? Or if you have the dream, is it just your responsibility and your joy and your privilege to go after it? It'll be interesting to see, because she's the queen of dreams.
She is, and she's going to be coming up in our segment in just a moment. And, you know, Paula, that brings up a good question.
Hmm.
one thing that I think that all dreams have to have is a sense of courage. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. I was thinking courage and confidence.
Yeah.
Right? Even if you don't have the confidence on day one.
Right.
You need to build the confidence.
Right.
You know, either like what you did, you train one day at a time.
Right.
So we have to keep in mind that I'm just going to do one thing and then the next thing and then the next thing. And right. hopefully then it all comes together. I think sometimes, though, when we think too big mm-hmm. about everything we're going to have to do, then we get discouraged before we even start.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think so it's courage. The other piece is money. I think a lot of times what stands in people's way of their dreams is they say, I don't have enough money. I don't know where the money's going to come.
Yeah.
I've never had that kind of money. It's going to take so much money to do it. And I know that, you know, I've been teaching money seminars and workshops for many, many years. In fact, mm-hmm. I have a product that I created called Soul and Money, which if you're on video right now with us on Facebook or social media, you can see the product. But one of the things I wanted to do today is just give our audience a gift. I have the Soul and Money. If you go to Soul, S-O-U-L-N as now, Soul N Money, M-O-N-E-Y, .com/gift. There's a free gift for you there about how to overcome your money issues permanently. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that. So if you go there, you'll be able to get that gift around money.
So, cool. That's great because money is a big one.
Money's a big
people.
One, isn't it? I mean, it's been there for me. That's why I created that product. Mm-hmm. You know, that product promises to be something that I think will change the lives of everybody. And of course, it's free. So it's not really a product. It's some audios that I give you, and it's free for you if you go to there. And it's my gift to you today.
That's great.
So I guess we're going to be coming right up to Debbie Dashinger in our next segment.
Yes, I can't wait. And we'll be right back.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster. Would you like to help someone in need to move from poverty to prosperity? Stars of Courage, a 501c3 nonprofit, is looking for established life coaches with experience in education and career mentorship to build confidence and create clear paths to success. Join our team of experienced coaches in a wide variety of fields, equipped with warm hearts with a passion for lifting up those in need. Our Stars of Courage. Find out how you can make a difference at starsofcourage.org. That's starsofcourage.org. We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now, here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
Welcome back to Transition Radio. We are so delighted to have you with us, and we're even more delighted to have our amazing guest. Ken, let's tell our listeners about who's with us today.
Well, today we have Debbie Dashinger, and Debbie and I go back many years. I've had her speak at a few of our events, and we reconnected at a summit. And so, Paula, why don't you give us the rundown on Debbie as far as her bio goes.
All righty. Debbie is a media personality, and I can tell you after spending several days with her at the New Media Summit, she is a personality. She's great fun. She's a gifted lady. She's a syndicated award-winning radio host. Her show is called Dare to Dream, and she stands for that. That's what she lives. She's a visionary who is actually a certified dream coach who has worldwide clients who seek her inspired wisdom to help them with becoming best-selling authors, to create their dreams into reality, and to learn how to message themselves properly to the masses. So, welcome, Debbie. We're so excited to have you with us today.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here with you guys. And as we just said, how awesome to have just spent the last days together at the summit, being the icons of influence, and here we are together today. It's a perfect bookend.
It is. You know, I've got a question for you that I'm just burning to ask you, Debbie. Most people have dreams, but so few really step into them, really seek to make those dreams come true. What do you think is the most important ingredient to or for a person to achieve their dreams?
The statistics, actually, you're very accurate. The statistics show that the majority of people who have dreams are going to find ways to explain to themselves why they can't possibly create it. So what separates the dream achievers from the people who just have wishful thinking and then regrets is strategy. You know, for everybody, there's got to be a strategy of how to create something, because the bottom line is you've never done it before.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you know how to get there? And it's not just about affirmations and vision boards. Those are lovely. Honestly, those do set up a vibration of attraction. But there's also something called action. And in the word attraction is the word action. So to attract, we have to act.
Yeah.
And I think strategy is everything. Creating the plan and the ideas for how you're going to get there and then executing them.
Yeah, that's really good, Deb. And, you know, I want to back up a second with you. Let me ask you this. Dare to dream. Where did that come from? What is that about?
You know, when I was first, 10 years ago, I had a music show. And I liked it. You know, I have a big music and performance background. But it wasn't, I knew fulfillment-wise, it wasn't my thing. The radio station really liked what I was doing. And they came to me and said, look, we're going to graduate you from this music show and give you your own talk show. Think about it. What do you want it to be? And I went home. And I saw some kind of a sign that said, dare to dream. And I was like, oh, my God, that's my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we teach what our wound has been, our wound when we get through the other side. And my wound was I had so many dreams, and it was fits and starts. I was the one with all the limitations in the head. So I literally created a process so I didn't have to live there anymore, and I could create what I desired. And once I created that, then I started speaking from stage and doing the radio show and writing books about it. I couldn't wait to tell everybody, there's a way and I can help you. So that's how it got started.
Debbie, is that process anything you can share with our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in my books, Dare to Dream and Wisdom to Success, they really flesh it out. And I will say, I'll give you one tip here that is pretty succulent, and that tip is to reverse engineer. So whatever it is, I just talked about strategy and the importance of that. Let me give you an example. So once upon a time, I wanted to do a marathon, and that seemed impossible to me, even though I sort of worked out. But for to suddenly do 26.2 miles, clearly that wasn't going to happen the next week. So I had to reverse engineer that dream and say, okay, that's huge. It seems impossible. But what would need to happen for me to do that? So going out there to the finish line of a marathon, I had to come back and go, okay, clearly I need to be wearing the right sneakers, appropriate for my body and feet, have the right clothing on. Okay, step back from that. What else would need to happen? I need to know how to eat properly to make my body conditioned for something of that magnitude. Step back from that. I would clearly have needed to do enough training that after 8 months, approximately, I would be fully set to achieve something like that. Step back. I need to have trainers. Step back from that. Okay, what phone calls can I make today? And that's where I started. I picked up the phone. I called the LA Marathon office. Here's my dream. I don't know how to do this. How do you guys get people to the finish line? They said, ah, easy. Go train at the police academy in LA and then meet us every Saturday at the Venice High School. We train the marathoners. Like, are you serious? It's that easy? And then, to be honest with you, I had to get over the voices in my head. Even with all that great information, I wanted to stop myself. Because I was like, what are you doing? This is, you know, come on. That's big. I mean, you can't because of X, Y, and Z. And then I had to show up like the adults and say, gosh, what would happen if we went once? All we have to do is go once and just check it out. Because I know you want to resist most things you really desire. So just show up, see what's possible. And then if you love it, you'll go again. If you don't, we don't ever have to again. And
you know,
course,
I love what you're saying.
I loved it.
I love what you're saying, Debbie. I just completed a world triathlon event up in Penticton, British Columbia. And, you know, it's what you're doing is you're making the analogy that it's exactly like business. Business and training for a marathon, training for a triathlon, whatever it is, it's really the same process, isn't it? I mean, it's and I love what you're saying. Start from the end in mind, like Stephen Covey would tell us, and then work yourself back. You know, here's the challenge that so many people get into, and I know you're just about to get into that, but it's that mind, like you said. How do you overcome the monkey mind that says, I have a desire to do this, but then the next day after you set the goal, you do something different?
Yeah, I think you have to gag your inner critic. I really do. I think you have to learn to be your own best cheerleader, because you don't want to allow that fearful voice to control your life, because we know what that feels like. Instead, you need to create inside of yourself like a stadium anthem music that you hear when you start dreaming big and taking action. And keep looking at everything you do right. Like, I woke up today and I did, they said to do this many miles, I did that many miles, check. You know, I know for me, it's best not to eat carbs. I got through the day without it. It's not actually an issue for me at all, because I love the way I eat and I feel great on it. But still, I applaud myself. Check. You know, all the things you do right and light, just let that anthem theme go, and don't be afraid to fly with the eagles. Don't be a sparrow and have a little life. Fly with the eagles. The more we spread our wings, I mean, the more you put yourself out there and see what you're actually capable of achieving, I think it's phenomenal. It creates the best possible life.
You know, Deb, a couple of things that I hear you saying, too, that I think are so important. And I used a lot of these same techniques when I was writing my books, because my inner child did not like the idea of sitting in front of a computer for hours writing. So I used to set little rewards for myself. You know, like if we finish this chapter, we're going to Baskin Robbins, or we're going to go to the beach and frolic
like
in the water,
Paula,
a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, their pistachio ice cream can't be beat. But baby steps. I think baby steps is also one of the things I hear you saying. Just do this. Just do this one thing. We don't have to plan the next 6 months running every day. Let's go once. Let's see how it feels. And if we don't like it, then we'll look at plan B. Sometimes I think that's such a critical piece to getting our mind to get on board with the plan.
Totally. We often try to control because we feel like it protects us, but really it limits our life. And when instead we're clothed in strength and dignity, then we can laugh without fear of the future.
Oh, I love that. That was good. That was good.
Yeah,
very
say
good.
That one more time, Debbie.
Well, it's about letting go of control, ultimately, right? Mm-hmm. Because most of us, we try to control, we try to be perfect, and really, what are those? They're fear. Mm-hmm. So rather than allow fear to rule your life, you can acknowledge it, thank it for trying to protect you, and instead clothe yourself in strength and dignity. And when you do that, you can laugh without fear of the future.
Mm. And step powerfully into it, and then you like yourself so much better, and then it's kind of, rather than a failure cycle, you've got this success cycle going, right? Because now you have more confidence to step into the next thing.
Yeah. And the truth is that we need to stop thinking so much. It's really all right not to know the answer. The truth is the journey is about revelation constantly, that we step onto the path of our desire, and if we will just trust that moment in the step, more will be revealed. The next piece will come to us.
That's great. Well, Deb, is there a site that they can get a hold of you here? We can talk about, and then of course you'll be back in our next segment, but I wanted you to have the moment to give our listeners your site.
Thanks. Yeah, it's my name. It's DebbieDashinger.com. And of course, everything's spelled different because I'm different. So it's Debbie, Debbie, and the last name is D as in David, ACHINGER.com. Love to see you there.
That's great.
Great. And we'll be back in just a moment with Transition.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Candy Foster.
Baby boomers, are you prepared? In a recent study from Transamerica, 45% of baby boomers are expecting a financial decrease in their standard of living after retirement. If you live into your 90s, you can go without a paycheck for 30 years. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton from Sexton Advisor Group. With almost 20 years in the business, I can answer your retirement questions. Get your complimentary retirement guide by calling 1-800-560-2611. That's 1-800-560-2611. Or go to SextonAdvisorGroup.com. That's S-E-X-T-O-N advisorgroup.com.
Is living in today's fast-paced world making you feel stressed and out of balance? Are anxiety, sleeplessness, depression, lack of focus, or weight gain robbing you of your relationship and your energy? If you're ready for change, you need to call Paula Shaw at Rebalancing You. Paula helps you identify and eliminate self-sabotaging thinking and behavior. Using a wide variety of mind-body techniques, she provides her clients with the most effective processes for their specific needs. To book a rebalancing session with Paula, call 858-480-9234. That's 858-480-9234.
We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now, here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
Welcome back to Transition Radio. We're listening with Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster. And today, our guest is Debbie Dashinger, and we're talking about Dare to Dream. So, Debbie, let me ask you this question. Is it important that people have big dreams?
Yes, absolutely. It's the only way to create forward. In fact, I'm going to say they have to be big, audacious, scary dreams. And the scary dreams are the one that also fill your belly with butterflies. And so, like, oh, my God, like the first thing is usually, what would that be like to achieve that, have that, do that, be that? It has to have that incredible element of excitement. And then it's usually followed by that fear that says, but how? How is this possible? And that's okay. We just don't honor that. How is that possible? We just honor the excitement to move forward. And, yes, honor how big and audacious it is.
You might love this quote, Deb. Merriman and Morrissey says, if your dreams don't both terrify and excite you, they aren't big enough.
Yeah.
And I think that's
her,
really true. Yeah, I do too. Yeah. Let me ask you this. Do you think a dream can be too big?
No, I really don't. I mean, it's how people like Nelson Mandela changed a country.
Mm-hmm.
It's how people like Oprah Winfrey redefined what was possible for a woman of color and for anybody to have a talk show and then create such greatness for other people like us, her listeners and watchers. It's how, and even amongst the three of us right now, I bet we could lay down some dreams that we created that were life-changing and informing. But I also want to say about big dreams, because there's another piece. There's sometimes things that happen to us, because your show is about transitions.
Mm-hmm.
Transitions aren't always something that we consciously choose. Sometimes it's a divorce. Sometimes it's a death, a job loss. There are things that didn't do as well as we thought they might. People who disappoint us. There's a lot of things that then create transitions and are an opportunity for a new dream. So things that don't work out can often inform us, I choose not to create that any longer. I choose to have something different. And I'm not sure what that feels like because I've actually never had that before, but I'm ready for that new job. I'm ready for that right relationship. I am ready for me to change my body or redefine what friendship or love looks like. Whatever it is, I think creating, really feeling big about yourself and going someplace you've never been before is like 100% recommended.
So what happens when the big dream meets the big distractions and the small thinking?
Well, it's an opportunity for healing. It's really the bottom line. I think most people get very stuck with when those rear their head, like the small thinking and the I can't and I never will, or an obstacle in your life that, oh well, that's the gatekeeper. I guess I can't go forward. when in truth it's actually appearing because it's begging to be healed. Mm-hmm. It's saying, if you want to know what's stopping you from the next big piece of your life, this is it right here. Why don't we take this on right now and do something about it? I mean, I recommend really taking it on as the next part of the journey, like to start writing about it, start talking about it, start being authentic about it in your life and hearing feedback and actually how hilarious it is, because you can feel the illusion that it's not true. And then if there's a wound within it, like in earnest, you know, maybe something happened or you believe something that's stopping you and it's time to change that, like really take a stand. And in times like that, even superseding everything I just said for the healing journey, choice is everything. In a moment, you can make a new choice and completely change your trajectory just by choice.
You know, one of the things I find so often in the clients I work with, Debbie, is they've, because of life experiences and the woundings, they have some very, very limiting subconscious beliefs, and they don't even really know that they have them. You know, they can see that they can't seem to stay with something, or they always seem to get attracted to the wrong situations or those kinds of things. And one of the things I help them with is to release those, find those limiting beliefs and release them. Do you come up against that much?
Oh my goodness. Yes, absolutely. I do very, very much. And I have to be super kind to myself, because I think I was built one way innately, which is I love freedom. It's a great value to me. I love adventure. And yet, and I'm keeping this real, you know, because of a lot of things that I saw as a kid. I grew up in a very fear-based, chaotic household. And it, in many ways, didn't serve me. And the way it really serves me is I have great compassion for other people. And it lets me see the other side. So that's always a gatekeeper, is what I saw kind of is a default that pops up for me and creates resistance. And then I have to feel into, you know, what is my soul really about? Oh, I love freedom. I love adventure. When I do new things and really put myself out there, I don't think I could say one time I've ever not been happy and thrilled and felt like my life changed for the better. So I really have to make a plan to overcome things like that. I am a strong believer in gathering allies to help overcome any resistance or major change. And also, I think it's very beneficial when times like that happen, sit down, rationally plan. What do you need to do? What is feasible? Are you isolating yourself and just being so vulnerable and alone? Because going alone isn't brave. Find people or groups or masterminds that you can trust. And then pick someone or something that's going to help you take this life change seriously. And, you know, really honor your emotions too, because it's better to let them up and out. If you feel resistance, if something feels really real, good, cry about it. You know, let it out. It's just emotions or energy in motion. Allow them to have motion outside of you so you can still move on. That's real courage, doing something in spite of being afraid.
That's really good. So I have a confession to make. I've had some really big dreams that didn't work out. So how do you know when you're on the wrong path? Because some of those dreams, I was chasing just money, and it wasn't aligned with me. But how do you know, or how can you tell our listeners, you know, if they got a dream and that, you know, sometimes you're hitting roadblocks, but that's okay because you got to move past them. But other times, you're just on the wrong road.
Yeah. Well, that's really informing too, isn't it? And I think it's part of life. I mean, for all of us, and for many people, it can be that relationship, it just hasn't really fully worked out. I think it's twofold. I mean, the one hand, I think what you said just now, Ken, was very important, that you were going after something that wasn't working out for you. And then, you know, they say that in the Bible, it's not that money is the root of all evil. It's the love of money is, right, the lust after, the idolization that creates an aberration on the outside. So I think in a situation like that, it's really important to look at what's going on. And then as far as money goes, I mean, isn't that an interesting currency? Like, we live in a time where we see incredible opulence and an incredible poverty. And often we can feel very uncomfortable that we don't have what we're seeing on TV and in the magazines, and we should have. And then we have all these metaphysics that tell us we should. But I think it comes back to really honoring, what is my path for today? What is it that I can heal and deal with? I think that's huge. And what is it that I can just let myself go and flow into? Like, really, what is mine to do? And if I don't go for the money, but instead go for the passion and the joy of doing something, often we attract that, the clients, the followers, the people. A whole new path usually unwinds that we wouldn't expect. And I can tell you, my life has been full of surprises because of that, just following joy.
So true. You know, I think a lot of people, especially young people, Debbie, they think it should all happen so quickly. And we know, you know, we've been down the road a little further than a lot of the millennials, let's say. But what do you think about time? If it's taking you a while to accomplish something, should you be worried about that, or should you just stay the course?
Right. You know, isn't that the million-dollar question? Because for some people, it really is don't leave before the miracle happens. Mm. And we often hear, oh, I was just about to give up, and I was just so despondent, and all of a sudden, you know, the next day, the windfall happened. The dream came true. And it's not always so. So I would say, I mean, I live my life as I remember to follow my intuition. Little story. So this weekend when I met you guys, I was really unclear for some time, was I going to go to the summit? I was in, but wobbly. And I was wobbly because, A, I had another opportunity pop up to speak, and I wasn't sure, gosh, which is the best place for me to go. Mm-hmm. And I was wobbly because I just left a 10-year relationship, which has had, you know, obviously that's impact. Yeah. And I just moved into my own place, and, you know, is this the right time? So I had all of this to consider, but logic wasn't serving me. All I was doing was wobbling. So I finally said, all right, what is it for me? What's best for me? And I got very clearly, you must be at the New Media Summit in San Diego. Voila. There was no question, no wobble. It was clear.
Well, we're so happy you were there. That's for sure. And I know our listeners are too. So we got to wrap this up. I'd love to keep going with you, Debbie. And thank you for being here. Can you
let have to come
I think you had a gift for our listeners about to give to them. Is that true, or am I getting ahead of myself here?
Happy to do so. It's a video coaching series. They can go to my website, debbiedashinger.com/bonus Dare to Dream Video Coaching Series. Sorry it's so long, but Bonus Dare to Dream Video Coaching Series has a dash between each word, and I am happy to gift you with that to create your dreams.
So bonus hyphen
dare.
Dare hyphen
two.
Two hyphen dream.
Dream
hyphen
video. Coaching-series. DebbieDashinger.com, bonus Dare to Dream Video Coaching Series.
All right, and we'll get that from you and then maybe put it on the Facebook page. That would be easy.
That would be amazing. Again, thank you, Debbie.
And Debbie, you were great.
Coming right up is our dare. We're going to be talking about daring to dream around your money and financial issues. We got Steve Sexton coming up next, so stay tuned.
We'll be back with Transition Radio and your hosts, Paula Shaw and Kendi Foster.
There's a question many of us ask ourselves when we are grieving. When will this pain ever end? Life transition coach and grief recovery specialist Paula Shaw wants you to know there is light at the end of the tunnel. In her new best-selling book, Paula gives you information and practical exercises you can use right away in your recovery process, including breathing methods, the emotional freedom technique, energy psychology work, and many other healing tools. Grief, when will this pain ever end? Available now on Amazon.com.
We're back with Transition Radio, exploring the world of change. And now, here's your hosts, Paula Shaw and Ken D. Foster.
And welcome back to Transition Radio. Paula Shaw here with my co-host Ken D. Foster. And with us now is our favorite Steve Sexton of the Sexton Advisory Group, our sponsor. So, Steve, we have had a beautiful show today talking about Dare to Dream. You know, talking about dreams that people have and the steps they need to take to fulfill those dreams so that their life is what they want it to be. And I think one of the dreams everybody out there probably has, Steve, is I want to be rich. I want to have everything. I want a yacht. I want a private plane. I want three houses or you know, houses all over the world. But you actually know some things people can do, especially if they start maybe at one age rather than another, where they can make those dreams come true. Can you share what you think are some of the most important steps with us?
The first one is be realistic about debt. The more you take on, the harder it is to meet or save any money. I have a nephew and a niece that got married a couple years back, and we were having a discussion about how much money they should put into their 401ks. And here's the funny thing. You know what? They both have the ability to contribute $18,000 a year, and then their company contributes on top of that. Ooh. So if both of them contributed the max between the two of them, they would be able to contribute $42,000 a year. And I think they're like 28 years old. And I said, look, let's just do the math. If you just average a 7% return, adding that much money in there every single year, okay, you'll have over $5 million when you're 54 years old.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I said, would that be enough to have an option to work? And they said, oh, yeah, it definitely would. I said, so you're young. So the focus is how do you figure out your budget so you can contribute this money now, okay, and continue to contribute that money when you get raises and things like that. You can go work on the houses, the extra cars, the going on trips and all that kind of stuff. And they're like, oh, my gosh, we're going to do this. But here's the nice thing. You know what? Just a few years ago, they were just starting in their career. Both of them have been promoted multiple times. So now that they know that they're putting away $18,000 each year in their 401k and they have extra, they're going on the trips of a lifetime when they're young as opposed to when they're old. So they said, hey, we want to do this. We're going to put this money aside. They just went to Machu Picchu. They've been to Cuba. I mean, I almost live vicariously through all the different places they travel. But the cool thing is they've got their life covered financially. They don't have a lot of debt. But more importantly, they're just saving and forgetting about it.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, you know, one of the things you started the show with was debt, right? And not going into debt, but is there, there seems like there's certain types of debt that people go into. I mean, they're going to buy a house, they're going to go into debt. They're going to buy, maybe some other assets that, machinery for their business. They may have to go in debt. Let's talk about that. What's the balance there, Steve?
Well, the balance is there's certain things you need to have. If you want to have a house, you're going to probably need to take on some debt because most people in San Diego can't write a check for $450,000, $500,000 when they're in their 20s or 30s unless they've done very, very well already. So, you know what, things like a car debt or personal residence debt, okay, that's fine. But the thing is we really got to look at the credit cards, the student loans. The people need to have a process for eliminating this debt. The best way to do this is to list all the debt by credit card from smallest to largest, what the monthly payment is, when it's due, how much interest it is, okay? Make the minimum payments on all the large stuff and start working on paying off the small stuff. Once you get one done, you're going to get some momentum, and pretty soon you're going to have pretty much all of them done. I've set people on this 5 years before retirement, and they've been able to wipe out the debt within 2 years, and they've been in a position where they now can retire because they don't have to spend $3,000 a month on credit card debt. This is a big thing. Whatever stage in your life, look at getting rid of that debt because you're better off earning an interest than paying an interest.
Oh, that's a great statement, a really good statement. So the bottom line is, Steve, you start with the smallest one, pay that off, and then sort of move up the ladder, correct?
That's correct. I mean, add the car payments in there. You know what? If the last one's the house payment, start working on that at the end.
That's good, man. So let me add, the other thing I heard you say was, you didn't say it, but I'm going to say it for you, is you got to have a specific goal in mind. Is that right around financial planning here? Is that what you do with everybody? Is you give them the specific dreams that they want to move forward towards?
Well, actually, we ask them for what their dreams are. We want to know, hey, you know what? You want 3 kids? You want 5 kids? What is that? What is that going to cost? College funds, all that type of things. People are concerned about being able to take care of themselves in retirement after they get to an age where they need help for their health. So we help them figure out what that's going to cost and create strategies that enable them to reach that goal of being able to take care of themselves so their kids don't have to, so their kids could go live their retirement life as opposed to, you know, give up their retirement to take care of mom and dad. So we like to understand those goals, create a strategy for it, and then implement it, and then manage it for them.
Steve,
with them.
What about investments? I mean, one of the ways to get rich, so to speak, or to have those dreams come true, you got to grow your money too, right?
That's right. You definitely need to grow your money. That's one of the reasons why I say, all too often, people say, hey, if I invest in this, or this stock, or this bond, or whatever, it's gonna grow. And you know what? Since Donald Trump's been president, we've seen a pretty good growth in the market. Now, I'm not saying it's all his fault or anything, but sooner or later, that one's going to top off. It always does. It's just the cycle of the market. So when people sit down and talk with their financial advisor, it's really important to have a discussion with them about the rules they put in place. Because obviously, if you lose 30%, hey, you're going to need 43% to get back to even. There's many people who lost a lot of money in 2008, and they didn't break even until 2014 or 15. And you know what? Here we come again. So it's important to sit down with an advisor, understand the risk that you're taking to make sure the risk is worth it.
Isn't there an old adage in the market that says something like bulls and bears get rich, but pigs don't? Isn't that something
what
like that?
What does that mean? Is this old McDonald had a farm?
Yeah, it is. Well, you can explain what that means, Steve.
That's the old, you know what, markets served by greed and fear. Mm-hmm. If you go back to 2008, or actually 2007, much of the institutional money that was in the market was slowly but surely leaving the market. While all the people who hadn't been in the market for 2 or 3 years are going, oh my God, it keeps going up. I better get in on it. And you know what? They get in on the tail end. And then, you know, late 2007, early 2008, you know, takes away 20-30% and they get hurt again. Okay. And then, what is it? Interest rates, interest rates went down, bond values went up. And that was happening in, you know, 2000, 2002, 2003. It started changing because interest rates started going up. And just before that, people started buying all these bonds. And next thing you know, the market went down. So, you know what? The pigs always lose your right. And that's the greed side of the market.
Well, you cannot get emotional
about that.
That's good. Well, you know, there's another saying that says, you know, focus to build wealth and diversify to preserve wealth. And so I have 2 questions. One is that, and the other piece is, should we be doing those strategies in this marketplace? The other piece is, when is it too early or too late to see a financial planner?
Well,
like
first
yourself.
Of all, let's answer that second question first. It's never too early, and it's obviously never too late, but the earlier, the better. So, for example, if you see a doctor when you have the first stages of, you know, a mole that you think has some issues, okay, you're going to be able to go to that dermatologist. They're going to take a look at it, take it off, biopsy. You find out you might have had a little bit of basal cell cancer. No big deal. It's not melanoma yet. Hey, and you're on the way, and you're fine, okay? But if you wait too long, that cancer can grow, mm-hmm. and it can grow to a position where it puts you in a position where you maybe not able to be in a position where you retire. There's no therapies, or the therapies are almost like a heart attack surgery where you have to save $10,000 and $12,000 and $15,000 a month when you don't have that much money to save it. So you have to adjust your retirement dreams. So even if you're do-it-yourselfer, I recommend that you get in and see somebody at least every one or two or three years, even if you have to pay them a few dollars, to make sure they can stress test your income plan or your financial plan for retirement. Because that way you'll know you're on the right path and you don't have any cancers lurking in your financial or your retirement.
Steve, thank you so much. That was so helpful. And also, I think this would be a perfect time for you to share with our listeners the information about your brother's GoFundMe page, because you have shared with us before that he has cancer and there are big medical expenses. And, you know, Ken and I were at a media summit over the weekend, and several people told us that they had contributed to the fund because they heard about
it. Yeah, yeah.
So let's give them that information.
And unfortunately, we only got about a half minute to do that, Steve.
Okay, real quickly, my brother was on the medication for about 3 weeks. The medication was too much for him, so he wasn't able to sustain it, had a bout of sepsis. He's out of the hospital. They're putting on medications, the right one, but they're not giving him the same dosage, so he should be okay. I thank you all for your help. If you'd like to help my brother, it's Ed's medical and financial expenses on GoFundMe. Go there. Please donate whatever you can. If you can't, please forward it on to somebody who might be able to help or could be touched by it.
And the page again, Steve, is Ed's medical expenses?
Ed's medical and financial expenses.
Okay.
Ed's medical and financial expenses.com?
No, on GoFundMe.
Yep. Oh, on GoFundMe.
You go to
on
GoFundMe and
okay.
search.
Okay, great.
Ed's medical and financial expenses.
Okay, great.
You'll see a picture of him with his kids and all dressed up in Boy Scout uniforms.
Oh, lovely.
That's great.
Steve, as always, we're so grateful for you and the wisdom that you share with all of us. Thank you for being here once again.
And thank you so much for allowing me to be part of this great show.
All righty.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, we hope you'll continue to listen to Transition Radio Show and tell all your friends about us. You can see us on Facebook. We're on transitionradioshow.com. We're on iHeartRadio, Blog Talk Radio. Of course, right here on AM 1170, The Answer in San Diego. And we're also 13 stations across the country. So please let everybody know about this. If you love this show, you know, go to our Facebook page and give us a review. Let us know what you like, what types of shows you'd like us to see, and we'll do our best to get them out to you.
And thanks. If you're listening to a podcast, write a review. Please let us know what you like.
We'd love that. Thanks so much.
We'll see you next week on Transition Radio.